It's Monday, 24th of November, 2014. This is HPR episode 1646 entitled, 5150 Shades of Beer 0003 River City Brewing Company and Wichita Brewing Company and is part of the series, 5150 Shades of Beer. It is hosted by 5150 and is about 36 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to 5150@linuxbasement.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is 5150 explores Wichita Brew Pubs, V2.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Is this a growler which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not, fatal vision sensible, to feeling as to sight, or art thou but a growler of the mind, a false creation, proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as this which the beer now I draw. Thou marshalst me the way that I was going, and such an instrument that I was to drink. Mine eyes are made of the fools o' the other senses, or else worth all the rest I see thee still. And thou on thy beer and thy glass, gouts of beer.
Howdy, folks. This is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm coming to you tonight with an unexpected second edition of a very special 5150 Shades of Beer. And I'm able to bring this to you because in the last week or so, I was tasked to make three trips into the big city of Wichita for a rather sad errand, which you may devise, but I shall not dwell upon here. And being also pragmatic, I was about 30 miles out on the first of the three trips and was kicking myself for not bringing the one growler that I mentioned that I retained in the last beer cast from the Wichita Brewing Company. And I was thinking what a waste that would be, and I thought, well, maybe I can go by there and I'll get another growler, maybe two. And then it occurred to me, well, I've been wanting to visit the other brew pubs around Wichita. I've got to eat anyway before I go home. So I did a little search on my phone and came up with the River City Brewing Company. And the River City Brewing Company is right down there in Old Town. And Old Town, for those of you not from Kansas, that's sort of this prefab manufactured party district that the citizens of Wichita contribute a great number of tax money to create. It's essentially to refurbish the dead parts of downtown Wichita and, you know, put some businesses in some old buildings. I mean, they've turned the old Keen Cutter factory into a sort of a high tone hotel. Really, I meant to go walk through the lobby when I was down. I was down there a couple times. I should have walked through the lobby. I never did. Sometime when I've got some more time in Wichita, I've got to do that. And see, the trouble. Well, the King Cutter had some big open spaces that they could divide up into rooms. The trouble with your old hotels, we've got the same problem in Pratt. We've got an old 8-story hotel that nothing has been in 25, 30 years. And even what was in there, it never went above the first floor. I think when I was in high school, I think there was a video arcade for a while, and after that there was an ice cream shop. But this is a place that had, a big ballroom and stuff, and restaurants and all that. But when you go upstairs, the rooms, they're all meant for what we used to call drummers. These were traveling salesmen would go door to door, in each town. They would have businesses that they would visit, and they'd carry like their sample case and whatever. And they really didn't, and they'd travel on the train. This is before cars, really. They'd come in on the train and maybe take a taxi or whatever downtown, if something was there, or a hack or whatever you call it in those days, and get themselves a room. And the room probably wasn't much bigger than the bed that they were sleeping in, and the toilet was all one on the floor and down the hallway. I'm assuming, I've never been upstairs in that old hotel, but I'm assuming that's pretty much the way it was set up, because a lot of those old hotels were set up. And so the rooms are really too small even to make apartments out of, even if you could fill the place. It's been owned by the local bank for years. I don't know what they expect to do with it, if anything, but all the windows are boarded up. I mean, it'd be a great place to go up and explore, I would think, if you didn't fall to your death right through the floors or something. But this is the trouble in revitalizing these old spaces. You have all these, just from the 30s and 40s or 20s or whatever, hotels with these incredible common spaces, but then you get up into the rooms and there's not room enough to turn around in them, and just doing anything with them, even if you could do something with them, nobody's going to come there and stay in that room. So, it's cost prohibitive to mess with them, and it's sad because you've got all these incredible old buildings and show places just going to waste. And here I've been talking about old architecture for 5 minutes, and you folks wanted to hear about beer. Okay, so let's go, So, went down to Old Town, the River City Brewing Company, and this is an old two-story building. I don't know what was originally in it, but they fixed it up. I'm told by some folks I met there the first night I went. Yeah, actually I went two nights. The first time I went that, the second story used to be like an old 70s lounge. I mean, mirror ball or whatever, whole disco type thing. And in fact, downstairs it's still shows, logos for two different bars, like one bar downstairs and one bar upstairs, but they were all the same place. And apparently in the last year, they've opened up the upstairs, where there used to be just one little door to get on the balcony. They've added, they've ripped out a whole side of a wall, so you can just walk right out there. I will say something about the balcony. When you've got a balcony on the outside of a building, the whole thing is timber and whatever, it should not vibrate when just anybody walks down it. So, that's where I had my dinner the first night, and Well, I figured nobody else has fallen to their death yet. But I'm not completely precluding that possibility. So if you ever hear of huge balcony tragedy in Wichita, Kansas, I would not rule out the River City Brewing Company. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I know nothing about architecture. I'm just saying places where I'm sitting should not vibrate when people walk past. That's all I'm saying. As far as the beers, you know, because I talked to you the last time about the Wichita Brewing Company. And, you know, the River City offerings are every bit as good, if not better. And I'll tell you what happened, you know, it happened, like they had to go to Wichita three times in, you know, in about 5 days. So, the first time I went by River City and, well, I'll tell you about the food. I kind of like to, you know, as far as food, you know, of course, Wichita Brewing Company is pretty much a pizzeria type place, Italian food. And I have to tell you, you know, I think they got the edge on the food. Because I've had pizzas at both places. And the pizza at the River City Brewing Company, it was good. It was really, really good. It was the Manhattan. It, you know, like I said, I didn't pick one of the tragically hip, like, chicken fajita pizza or whatever. You know, I picked an Italian pizza at both places. And like I said, I got the Manhattan from River City Brewing Company, and it was good. But, you know, compared, and maybe I was more hungry, I don't know, but compared to the pizza that I had at River City that I described last time, the one at River City was almost like a religious experience by comparison. I have to tell you, when I went to the River City Brewing Company the first time, I actually ate twice because I'm sitting there either about 6 o'clock, and I talked myself into having three beers, which was one more than I knew I should have driving home. It's fair if I'm sitting there. Well, I missed lunch, so I thought I was going to have, decided to have another dinner. Yeah. Okay. Don't judge me. You know, so the first dinner I had was the, pork chops, and they're excellent, excellent. It's hard, it's a thick cut pork chop, it's hard to get that where it's not a little bit dry in the middle. But, I mean, great sauce on it and everything. And then you had, like, the little fried potatoes with it and just incredibly seasoned. And then, you know, the best part, really, I thought, was the vegetables. Because then just throw green beans on there, you know. You had, like, this vegetable medley. And it included fresh peppers and everything, like green pepper, yellow pepper, red pepper, bell peppers in there, you know, with your vegetables and all. That was so good. So, you know, that was a good dinner. And like I said, I'll tell you about the beers in a minute, but I sat down and I saw two beers on the menu I really wanted to have. I tried those and then I went for a third one of them. Man, I got to go drive through Kingman County on the way home. And you folks not from Kansas won't know, but Kingman County has a reputation. It's like, I want to get a little more food in me and give it a little more time before I go home. So I ordered the Manhattan pizza. And said, it's good. It was real good. But compared to the pizza I'd had, you know, like a week and a half, no, what was it, at least two weeks before at the Wichita Brewing Company, it just did not compare. Now I have to tell you, because I'm going to tell you about food too, and, you know, Ken's comments on the first part of the 5150 Shades of Beer, said, yeah, if you're going to, you know, I don't drink much beer, so I want to make sure I get a good one. And I'm sorry, folks. These are all beers you're never likely to have unless you live in Kansas. I'm sorry about that. I won't tempt you on that. But just, you know, Brewpubs stay in business because they have good beer, so probably whatever you got locally, you can find some awful good selections, and you can do a podcast, tell me about it, make me jealous. So, let's see. I had to go that was Friday night. I had two dinners at the River City Brewing Company, and to go back Saturday, I had a different place then. I'll tell you about that. And then, I went back to Wichita. It was more like late Monday afternoon for a nice. I didn't have lunch, so I went there by the Wichita Brewing Company, and by that time I'd emptied all three growlers. The first Friday night I bought two new growlers, filled them up, and then Saturday I went back and went by the Wichita Brewing Company and filled up my empty growler from them. Don't judge me. By Monday, they were on purpose, really. They were all three empty again, so I took all three of them to the River City Brewing Company, and they weren't bashful about filling up the competition's growler. In fact, looking at it, I'm pretty sure they buy them all from the same company. They're identical except for the labels. Okay, so that Monday afternoon, I got there, what was it, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I looked at the menu, and I saw on the Cuban sandwich, and, you know, it's described on the menu as pork loin and ham. Oh, my goodness. I'm certain if I ever go down to Florida, Claudio Miranda could probably show me where to get a real authentic Cuban sandwich, but I tell you what, this one I had in Wichita, it will suffice till I get down there. Oh my goodness. And if we're going to talk about food first, let me see that, this was Saturday. And I thought, well, I've already eaten it. I knew I was going to go by the Wichita Brewing Company to have a couple beers, fill up my growler. But I thought, well, I've already eaten there. I want to try something different. And I was there on South Rock Road. And I'd gone by this. My destination all 3 days was pretty much the same place. But I'd gone by this on Friday. It's the Byway Asian Buffet, B-A-I space W-E-I. So if you're there in Wichita, you know, and I would say if you want, like I would know, but if you want an authentic Asian experience, you know, it's kind of how they present themselves, and yeah, I would say this is pretty good, because I went in there and I had the roast duck, and I'd always thought maybe I was allergic to duck. But this one I didn't have any problem with. Maybe the orange sauce on all the duck I've had before. But, I'm not saying this is the best meal I've ever had, but it was a very interesting experience. Because they roast the duck, and, you know, I think after it's roasted, you know, they cut it up in the kind of slices, you know, cross and lengthwise, and they said, well, you got to pick it up, you know, I asked for a knife and fork, so no, you don't want to do that, you just want to pick it up and eat it like hot wings. Well, it wasn't so much like hot wings as it was like spare ribs, you know, so sauce kind of had some soy in it, you know, I'm not sure how to describe it, but, you know, I said it was maybe not the best Asian meal I've had. I mean, it was good. I wouldn't say it was the best Asian meal I've ever had, but I'm thinking it may be towards the end of one of the most authentic. And they said, well, you know, you get done, then you take all that sauce and you pour it on all the big old bowl of sticky rice, you know. So I did that, and, you know, they seemed kind of impressed that I was able to finish the whole thing. They don't know me too well if they don't think I can finish the whole meal. But, you know, as I walked out, they said, well, do you like spicy food? And I said, oh, yeah, I like spicy food. Well, I said, well, you need to come back and try the lo mein sometime. And you didn't have to tell them, well, There's so many darn restaurants, and I don't get to Wichita so often that probably I'm not going to get back to this one again. But if you're, maybe we've got some listeners in Wichita, and go down South Rock. It's kind of a little shopping center there. They're right next to the road in that shopping center, and try the Byway Asian Buffet. It says on there, I was expecting sushi because it said sushi buffet. And I think there might have been some kind of buffet in behind the counter or something like that. I really should have looked at it closer, but I didn't. You know, it didn't look like it was publicly accessible. Maybe it was. And so I just wound up ordering off the menu. So, you know, I think there's a lot of great material to be explored there. Okay, well, I've told you I was going to talk about beer, and I've talked about nothing but food. So we've got done with all the food I ate. So we'll start with, these were the River City beers I brought home in the growler. And this first one I'm drinking is, where is it? Is it on here? Thought it was. Because it's not their main sour. It's like a blend of the sour and brown ale. I thought it was on here. Maybe not. Shoot. Oh, turn around the other side. Oh, Flemish Red. Yes, the Flemish Red. And Tracy Holtz, this would be one. This is a beer that it brings the funk. Man, this is a funky town beer. So, you know, I like it. It's acquired taste. Like I said, either one of these places, I don't think you can sit down and Wichita Brewing Company or River City, I do not think you can sit down and have a bad beer. But, you know, the sours are definitely an acquired taste. So, it's a blend of young beer and 18-month-old wine, barrel-aged beer, dark, sour, and mysterious. So, it is. It's like a, you know, mix of a brown ale and a sour. You can taste both in there, but it is just every bit almost as much funky as their Groot, which I also had. That I had on the premises that first night, and I told you that the sour from the Wichita Brewing Company, you know, it was more sour, but it didn't have the sweet, like the fruity taste like I expected. And the Groot, you know, definitely it has that. If you were to mix about 50% orange juice and lemon juice, you'd be somewhere in the ballpark of the flavor. And you wouldn't be right there because it's not, you know, it's beer. But, you know, so definitely both the sours from the Wichita Brewing Company, from the River City Brewing Company, I do prefer to the one from the Wichita Brewing Company. Okay, another one. That first night, I brought the Flemish home that last night, and wow, I do like it. That first night when I went by the River City Brewing Company, I had the Groot first, and oh, I just loved it. Then I had the Wichita wheat wine. You know, so anything, you know, in the neighborhood of 9 or 10%, they call barley wine. But this is wheat beer, so I don't know how that works, but they call it wheat wine. 9% ABV. I had that, and it was like, oh man, just hook me up to an IV and I'll just sit here and vegetate forever. That's what I want. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that. I brought some of that home the other night. Still have some of that left. So we'll have a little taste of that later on. Oh, that is so good. So good. And I have to contrast. And really smooth. That's the thing, man. It is just silky smooth. But it's more of a lighter colored beer. Whereas the analog on the Wichita Brewing Company, I had theirs when I was there. I had a cup, you know, I went there the second night that I had to go to Wichita and had two beers there and brought one home. And one of the ones that I had was, well, I don't see it on there, but they have a barley wine wheat beer as well. And again, just, but it's darker, much, much darker. So, you know, like coffee dark. Smooth. Oh, incredibly, you know, just like this. Incredibly smooth. When I brought the Wichita wheat home and me from River City holding the growler, I don't know, I wasn't as enchanted with it as it was when I had it there at the pub. Maybe I was just more thirsty at the pub. I mean, it's excellent. It's, oh man, it is excellent. But you know, I didn't say hook me up to an IV or anything. But so I think it's probably a draw between the two. You know, if you go get their wheat wine, both of them have a wheat wine. You know, either one you walk into, definitely try that, man. You will not be sorry. Okay, and then what else did I have that first night? I never had the raisin beer. I wanted that. You know, except for the wheat wine, both places, they're always out of the stuff with higher ABV. But I didn't notice. Both of them are doing sort of a nanny thing, you know, because the stuff with higher ABV comes in a smaller glass. So I got to tell you, just go to either one, get the growler, take it home so nobody can tell you how big a glass you can have. I'm trying to figure out what else did I have that first night. Oh, I think probably the Blitzkrieg. Yeah, talked me into Imperial Oktoberfest Lager. No. Emerald City Stout. That's what I had. Rich hints of dark chocolate and espresso. That was good. I can tell you that one's good. Like I said, I'm more than halfway through either of the beer menus from these two places. And like I said, I believe there's a third brew pub up there in Wichita someplace. Okay, so, and then I think that, yeah, that first night I brought home, I got the two growlers. I brought home the Big Sig's malt liquor. And some guy works there, his name Big Sid, and he wanted a brew malt liquor. And I have to, you know, usually I buy this old cheap 210, you know, malt liquor, because I do like a multi-tasting beer, and it's powerful, and it's not expensive. This was like the same stuff, except a whole lot smoother, so I got to tell you that. What else did I bring home that first night? Because I got two growlers. Maybe it was a Blitzkrieg. I think it was, yeah. Oktoberfest Lager, rich caramel notes, spicy German hops. Let's see, was that it? Seems like I've had that. I'm working off being too far away from this. You know, this was, what, 2 weeks ago? So, okay, then the next night, said, I took the empty growler from the Wichita Brewing Company, and even though I ate it by way, I went to the Wichita Brewing Company, and I've already told you I had the wheat wine, and let's see what I think I had the 502 Amber to bring home. Or, no, I had that, and what did I bring home? The half-wit wheat. I wanted to bring their wheat wine home, and they said, no, that's in the oak cask, and, we only limit you to a couple beers out of there. You can't take it home. So if you want to take something home, you can take the wheat wine home from the River City Brewing Company, because I did. So I brought the half-wit wheat home. That was good. I didn't get the taste of lemon and orange from the Hefeweizen so much as they advertised. But still, it's not a bad beer. I'm sure you'll like it. Okay, and then went back on a Monday afternoon. Ate there, had that's when I had the Cuban sandwich, and when I had it, I had the cafe a latte. There's two of them from the River City Brewing Company that have a cola flavor. Let's see, was that it or was it one of the other ones? Oh, okay, it's Old Town Brown, yeah. I didn't want so much coffee, so it's advertised caramel, roasted malts, mahogany color, nutty flavors, and a hint of coffee in the finish. And yeah, you can taste the coffee flavor in there. So I didn't have the cafe latte, I had the Old Town Brown. And what else did I try while I was there? Well, sometime I had the stout. Maybe it was the Emerald. I had the Emerald City Stout when I was there. Rich with dark hints of dark chocolate and espresso, and creamy texture. I definitely had that at one point. So, and then when I brought home, I had the Wichita wheat, which I've raved on, of course. The wheat wine, and the Flemish Red. That's the one with the funk. And then there's Saison, and it's a peach flavored Saison, and I'd say it's dead heat probably with the Wichita Brewing Company Saison. So go both places, you just cannot go wrong. If you got a layover in Wichita over here and fly over country, make sure it's long enough so you can jump in a cab and go both places, and so they can roll you into the plane, before you leave mid-continent. That's absolutely the best you can do. Okay, well, incredibly, I'm still on my first beer here. I meant to finish all the rest of these growlers tonight while I was talking. And, getting kind of late, so... And I've probably kept you folks quite long enough. So, as always, at least when I'm the host, I've been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio, and this has been your third installment of 5150 Shades of Beer, which means, Ken, it is a series. And I'll catch you next time. I've got more beer reviews on tap, as it were. So it won't be too long before you hear from me again. And until then, I'll catch you folks on the flip side.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.